talk about what happened after you came back from your training.
Well, I can remember the first thing I remember about that would be when I was about 17, and I got a motorbike, which I was very proud of, and I passed my test on it, and it was a wonderful time. And then one day, I'd had it about 8 months, I suppose, and my father came home from work and told me that a friend of his had run into six cars in his car on the way home and ended up going in the wrong direction. And it turned out he was a diabetic and hadn't had his midday meal or something. And he obviously had a hypo and he was in big trouble. So I had to go and declare to my insurance that I was a diabetic. We weren't aware at the time that you had to declare it. When I went in the next day and told the broker that I was diabetic, and he made a phone call, and that was the end of my motorcycle times that from midnight that night. So I wasn't very happy about that, but eventually we managed to get insurance for me to drive a car, so I was off again then. That was the following year.
Was it difficult to find an insurance company?
It was at first, and there was somebody recommended in the diabetic magazine, I think, but they were very expensive. And but then after a few years, other insurances seemed to open up, and after that, I don't really know what happened, but my brother, who's now 55 or 56 even, he still rides a motorbike, and you know, with fully insured and everything, so he's never had a problem with it, and I've never had a problem since. And any insurance company now seems to take diabetics on without any loading or anything.